With me in the studio this morning is Dave Terstig. He's the manager of the Grand Marais Rec Park, and you guys had a meeting,
good morning.
In the rec hall.
I can't believe it. We were all wearing fleece, and it was a bit chilly with the slab being 50. It's begun. We have 20 weeks. Yeah. We started last night with the May, and we had a lot of visitors. We had all the event makers stop in, most of the event makers.
They were asking for use of
park space, mm-hmm. park staff time, park support, city support for mm-hmm. city events, county events. It's always a fun thing to go through and to review what's coming up for the year. We had art fair. And
yeah, of course, ours, Radio Waves Music Festival in September. Who else was there?
Art Colony mm-hmm. for their arts festival in July. I believe it's the 8th through the 10th now. There's a late breaking news here. They're going to have a special music on Friday night, the 8th. Right. Next up was Dragon Boat Festival, sought our help for the 29th through the 31st of July. And finally, the Radio Waves, like you mentioned, in September 10th through the 11th, WTIP in the park. This is actually on our turf back by the Sledding Hill.
Right.
And that's the third annual growing successful weekend.
Yeah, it's a great place to be, too.
The motion was swift, and the events were approved, and it was a nice time for support.
Okay, so summer is here. What about the golf course?
Golf course is opening Friday.
Oh!
That is big news. Friday is the 6th. Get mm-hmm. your 9 irons, get your woods, the putter. It's time to go golfing at Gunflint Hills.
Yeah?
Friday the 6th.
What shape is the course in? Is the snow off?
Lovely, lovely. The driving range is now open.
Oh, it is?
Yes. So stop up, see Mike. Some nice changes inside the clubhouse and some nice weather, at least today. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, you know, work on it on the Wii or whatever you do indoors. But Friday's going to be the day to debut the big swing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the golf course opening. It's another one of those seasonal signs of summer.
Sure.
So
you're going to be working on site upgrades, and that's going to mean a few changes on park use.
Yes, here's some more news. The west side is going to be a little bit detoured, I guess would be the right term here. I speak of the west side of the park is out by the ball field, the Sweethearts Bluff Nature Area. We are upgrading some sites in that zone. We're installing sewers to existing sites. That work is starting this week. So there'll be some roadblocks up and some detouring to still keep access to the back of the park, to the Sweethearts Bluff for all those dog walkers and mm-hmm. for the softball players. They can still get around to the back. They just have to take the low road. And so when you come down to the park, expect to see a little...
That bathhouse okay?
The new bathhouse should and will be open. Mm-hmm. It is open. It is actually open last Friday. And yeah, that'll be online throughout this. The work will be north of that in the west of the ball field parking lot.
Other part of your master plan was the community connection project, and you brought that to the city council, and they approved the RFP from whom?
SEH is short for Short, Elliott, and Hendrickson. They're an engineering and architecture firm. They're going to be leading the public design process for the community connection. It's going to be an engaging public process. We're going to have an open house for conceptual design that's coming up in about a month.
Tell me, just in a few words, what the community connection project is.
It is opening up the northeast side of the park, opening our downtown corridor.
So that's the part closest to
downtown
and North House.
North House, okay. East side, yes. It's the lakeside. It's above the marina, and it's currently a stormwater area that needs improvement. So it's really a multifaceted project between the stormwater improvements and the pedestrian trail access. It's designed to improve both of those things and create this very warm, you know, welcoming gateway to the park. It's not going to be built this year. It's going to be planned this year.
Well, before I let you go, you had an interesting request from a citizen about the use of Harbor Park.
We had a petition to perform in the park as just some light acoustical music on the weekends, on the Friday, Saturday nights, but the guitar case would be open, which triggers the chain of they need permission. It was not approved, but it was not denied. It was sent to committee, if you will. It has aspects that have merit. The idea of music in the park, I think the board supported. but the idea of individual approval is not something we can set a precedent for. So it was sent to me to investigate the idea of partnering with a visitors bureau or somebody like that. So that's the concept now I need to investigate. We'll just take it to the next step, and the park board will revisit it in June. It's summer now. The park's open.
It's summer because Dave Terstig says so.
That's right.
That's right.
Thanks. 20 weeks to go.
Dave Terstig is the park manager for Grand Marais Rec Park area. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you, WTIP.